this morning of 70 and then a low of 64. It's 67 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing reporters last night in his first solo news conference in 8 months. Many of the questions focused on his future and whether he should still top the Democratic ticket in 2024. Here's ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
While he said he has full confidence in his Vice President Kamala Harris's ability to be president.
From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
He made clear he would only reconsider his decision to stay in the race if polls show he has no path to victory.
At one point during the news conference, Biden accidentally called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. The Republican National Convention begins next week in Milwaukee, and Donald Trump is yet to name his running mate, but he will be nominated. AT&T revealing the third-party cloud platform was targeted by hackers. Records on customer phone calls and text messages were taken, but the content of that information was not compromised, they say. This is ABC News. A key witness expected on the stand today in the New Mexico trial of Alec Baldwin, facing a year and a half behind bars after the gun he was holding on a movie set went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The armorer from the Rust movie set is expected to take the stand as Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial enters its third day. Prosecutors plan to call Hannah Gutierrez to testify to grill her about the shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez is already serving an 18-month sentence for failing to secure the gun. Today, she's expected to plead the fifth.
That's ABC's Danny New. No word on whether Baldwin will testify or not in his trial. It's expected to continue through next week. Dollar General needs to gather up a lot of dollars to pay off a new fine, the company agreeing to pay $12 million and promising to upgrade safety rules in a deal with the Labor Department. A recent study found more than 200 people were killed or injured at Dollar General stores over a 10-year period. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you ready for your family reunions, weddings, and summer fun? This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. If you're like me, you take loads of pictures to remember those events. Let me help you preserve those memories in a beautiful scrapbook album. At my store, I categorize my products by theme so that it's easy to find what you want when you're shopping. Come on in and see what I've got at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour. William Fay, Dells Raceway Park with two big shows July 20th. Monster Trucks and more. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass and the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Riding a rail monster truck. Two big shows on July 20th. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. On November 19, 1863, about 15,000 people gathered in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to dedicate a piece of land where a battle had been fought and about 8,000 American soldiers had died there. The principal remarks, some 2 hours and over 13,000 words, were to be given by a great orator, Edward Everett. Some who sat in that crowd that day in Gettysburg probably believed Everett to be the most notable speaker of the day. On the other hand, Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is now considered one of the most famous and greatest speeches in American history. Regardless of how great they seem to be, it is not spiritually significant if we hear or understand them. Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are a spirit and they are life." Those are words that we need to understand. They are what will lead us to a life of victory and eventually to an eternal home in heaven. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, high pressure continues to bring very quiet weather conditions across the region this morning. Should be a sun-filled and seasonably warm day out there. Do expect increasing humidity tomorrow and Sunday with a south wind flow across the region. Feeling quite steamy, especially during the afternoons. Be sure to drink plenty of extra water this weekend, get into the shade and air conditioning, and take frequent breaks from heavy exertion. Now, there could be a stray thunderstorm or two this weekend coming through with this warm, humid air, and the best chance of anything widespread or heavy would be late Saturday night, then again late Sunday night into Monday as a cool front slides across the region. Much cooler and less humid air will filter in for the middle portion of next week. Should be rather nice with quite a bit of sunshine as well. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high near 85 degrees. South to southeast wind up to 5. Tonight mostly clear, some patchy fog possible, low at 62. Tomorrow partly cloudy, rather warm and muggy, with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high close to 87. South to southeast wind around 10. Saturday night quite humid with a 40% chance of scattered storms, low near 70. Sunday partly sunny, hot and humid. Slight chance of a thunderstorm during the day, then chances increasing for Sunday nights. High temperature in the low 90s. The heat index could reach up near 100. On Monday, variably cloudy, rather warm but humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and storms. Low 71 with a high of 88. Tuesday, rain possible in the morning, then partly sunny and cooler. Low 65 with a high near 80. Wednesday, very nice with sunshine and low humidity. Low at 53, high about 77. Thursday looks like another pleasant day. Sunny skies, low 52, high near 78. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
67 with hazy sunshine, 83 was yesterday's high, the record high 104 in 1936, the record low was set in 1954 at 47. Last year's high was 68 and the low 60. Sunset will happen at 8:42 this evening, sunrise time 5:33 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 3012, no precipitation today. After a low of 64, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Also sponsored today by Hillsboro Equipment. Some notes on sports coming up here on WRCO in just a moment.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Yesterday at American Legion Baseball, the Post 308-220 Grizzlies of Gays Mills and Riverdale played a doubleheader. The Grizzlies won the first game 5-4. Riverdale's 18U team won the second game by a final of 11-1. Chase Chitwood had two RBIs and Carson Kenyon three, helping Riverdale to a victory in game number two. Elsewhere, it was the Viroqua Legion team over Superior Reds American Legion 5-0, the final score. In home talent baseball games, Reedsburg shut out Cazenovia 10-0 and Sauk Prairie 11-5 over Wisconsin Dells. There's home talent action this weekend, including our featured broadcast, Blanchardville at Arena, Sunday at 1 o'clock on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center Church League had some makeup games last night. Church of the Nazarene down St. Mary's for the second time this week, 19-14. Ryan Gaston was 4-for-5. Jared McCullum, 4-for-4 with a grand slam. Benny Green scored four runs for St. Mary's. Stephanie Sherman and Keisha Frawley made highlight reel catches on the infield. Elsewhere, Free Methodist top Boscobel Assembly of God, 14-6. Braden Burns, Andy Niemeyer, along with Dennis Hassel and Marlon Clark, each raced base safely three times and scored a combined 9 runs. Richland Baptist Temple 1, Bethel Lutheran, and Boscobel Assembly of God all accepted forfeits on the night. Regularly scheduled games resume on Tuesday, July 16th. 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will play Boscobel Assembly of God, and the Mission will umpire. At 8:15 next Tuesday on the East, the Mission plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Bethel Lutheran takes on Church of the Nazarene. Free Methodist will umpire. And at 8:15, Free Methodist plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Simon Shark swim team faced off against Boscobel and Prairie du Chien last night at Boscobel. The Sharks were low in numbers, placing third as a team, but individually swimmers swam very well. Leading the way for the team with two individual first-place finishes was Elsa Norte in the backstroke and long freestyle. Adding first-place finishes were Morgan Worthington in butterfly, Brooklyn Worthington in breaststroke, and Lauren Chambers in breaststroke. The 8 and 9 girls relay team, composed of Harper Adler, Elsa Norte, Emma Lee Salas, and Brooklyn Worthington, won both the medley and freestyle relays. The Sharks are off to Prairie du Chien Saturday for the Conference Invitational. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Pirates rookie Paul Skeens allowed no hits through 7 innings in Thursday afternoon's 1-0 Pittsburgh victory. Jake Bowers led off the Brewer 8th with a single off reliever Colin Holderman, but closer Aroldis Chapman finished off the shutout. Aaron Civale took the loss despite giving up just 1 run on 6 hits before he left in the 7th inning. Milwaukee lost a home series for the first time in the last 10. The Washington Nationals come to town for a 3-game weekend series, which starts tonight. Freddie Peralta will be on the hill for Milwaukee. It was Cincinnati over Colorado 8-1, the Mets 7, Washington nothing. Philadelphia 5-1 over the Dodgers, and Arizona 1-0 against Atlanta. In the American League, Detroit 10, Cleveland 1, Boston 7-0 over Oakland, Tampa Bay 5, the Yankees 4, Seattle 11-0 over the Angels. Interleague play, Toronto 5-3 over San Francisco, the Cubs 8, Baltimore nothing, Houston 6-3 over Miami. Celtic star Jason Tatum says his team won this season's NBA championship thanks to the Bucks. He's talking about the trade during the offseason that sent point guard Drew Holiday to Boston. Holiday is being called the Celtics' glue guy and best perimeter defender, something Milwaukee missed during a disappointing season. Holiday is 34 years old, but showed no signs of slowing down during the postseason. And former Badgers standout Greg Steemsma is joining the UW coaching staff. Steemsma is the new director of player development, according to an announcement this week. He's a native of Randolph, Wisconsin. The 6'11", 260-pound center played 95 games for the Badgers and another 203 games during 4 NBA seasons. He also played international professional basketball. Steemsma will be expected to help with development of the Badgers' big men. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. It continues in just a moment.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
It's a Friday. That means Mike Clemens talking Wisconsin sports, brought to you by Julie Karen State Farm. Good Friday. How you doing, Mike?
Very good. How are you? I guess it's going to be a hot one today.
Yeah, sounds like it, all weekend long. Yesterday, the Brewers 1-0, near no-hitter, unable to get much going against the 22-year-old Pirates pitcher, right?
Yeah, this kid, Paul Skeens, he's 22 from Fullerton, California. And the Pirates drafted him last year, and they put him in May, and he's like the hottest young pitcher in baseball. And he's that old-fashioned, you remember the old Don Drysdale, you know, big dude like that? He's 6'6", 235 pounds, with his mustache on the mound. To me, he looked like he was 32, not 22. And what a sharp kid. The first day when the Pirates rolled in on Tuesday and pregame, he had talked to one of the guys from the Pirates, Rowdy Tellez, a former Brewer. He said, I want to meet Bob Uecker. And so Rowdy took him over, and so Bob was standing there, and so Rowdy introduced him, and then the kid got out of baseball and gave it to Uke, who signed it, you know, Mr. Baseball, that kind of thing. And you're standing around and watching this and saying, well, that's a pretty sharp kid. And who's that? Well, he's going to start on Thursday. He gets on the mound, and he's got the fastest average right now, like 99.9 miles. He threw one 105, clocked at 105.
Wow.
He's got this tremendous fastball. Yesterday, the Brewers are going into this, like, do everything you can to challenge those pitches. If you can, you know, make him throw strikes. If it is a strike, you know, connect and foul. So they got him up to like 63 pitches after three innings, trying to wear him out. And then the kid made adjustments. You know, he changed up a little bit of his motion and his pitch selection and started hitting the corners and all that. And he got through the seventh inning over 100 pitches. And then they pull him. You know, they don't let these kids get a chance to, you know, have a nine-inning complete game and get an official no-hitter. But he was a no-hitter through the seven innings before they brought him in. And Bruges, I mean, Christian Yelich was 0 for 4. And afterward just said, yeah, you know, he's the real deal. And he's going to be with Christian Yelich and William Contreras when they go to the All-Star game on Tuesday night. And the word this morning is he's like the biggest story in baseball this morning because of that performance, that he could likely start for the Nationals in the All-Star game. He's 6-0 right now, undefeated, and he's appeared in 11 games. So if you were at that game yesterday, you saw some history. The start to his numbers are equal to a guy named Nolan Ryan, who's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, heard of him. You know, that kind of overshadows Tobias Myers of the Brewers. He's had a good start.
Had a great start the other night. And that, you know, that's an interesting story there, too, in terms of, you know, Pat Murphy. You know, when you've heard these clips that I play of Pat Murphy, what do you think of him? Do you think he's snarky or...
No, I don't at all. I think he's got a good sense of humor, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek sometimes, maybe.
Well, yeah, he does, you know, and because, you know, if I got you a press pass and you follow me in, first of all, he does his pregame press. People may not know, these managers, they talk to us every day before the game. Like if it starts at 7:10, they talk to us at 4:15, just before batting practice gets started. And most managers, like Council, they do it on the bench of their dugout while they can sort of watch what's going on. And for some reason, Murphy wants to do it in his office with the door closed. So it's like if you walk out of the dugout, it's all baseball now. You know, he wants the players to focus on batting practice or warming up or whatever. And he probably doesn't want to see himself getting all this attention with a bunch of microphones and cameras around him for 15 minutes before the game. So if you went into his office, he'd say, I'm sorry, who are you? And then you say, well, I'm Phil, I'm from this station. Oh, nice shoes, Phil. Your shoes untied there, pal. Did your mom teach you how to do it? You know, so at first you would think, dude, just start taking questions, right? You know, leave me out of this. But he would do everything he could to make you feel awkward. And then when you go the second day or the third, he'd say, hey, Phil, how you doing? Welcome. How's it going, man? And then you'd watch him do that to the next new guy. Right? And now you know it's coming. And now you can't help but laugh because you know it's coming. And he does that to the players, too. And that's the way he gets you in. He starts teasing you. Welcome to the club. Keeps it light. Now, he did something the other day that was more in the inspirational column. They'd come back from a road trip. They'd lost 4 out of 7 or so. And now they're home against the Pirates, a team that is struggling to get to 500. And they get clobbered at home, 12-2, one of the worst losses of the year. Pirates got 5 home runs. One of them was a grand slam. So after the game, he's thinking, what do we do for tomorrow? And so he said, I don't know. He told us the next day. The word undaunted came to me. He said, is that the right word to use? He's asking these writers. Because when we walked into the clubhouse on Wednesday after that bad loss, if you looked in the players' lockers, they all had on a hanger one of these Brewer Blue T-shirts with gold script writing that said the word undaunted across the chest. So he gets out the dictionary. He says, oh, yeah. He says, not intimidated in the face of a challenge. Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's the word I wanted. Well, you know, the players seemed to get it. They had their best game of the year, one of their best ones. They beat the Pirates 9-0. As you mentioned, Tobias Myers had another really good performance out there as a rookie, and they flipped it around. But then yesterday they ran into those Paul Skeens, you know, this buzzsaw, and lost 1-0. So that's the first home series that they've lost since late April. They'd won 9 consecutive home series at American Family Field.
The Cubs have won 4 in a row. Should we start to worry about them?
Well, they're finally getting their act together. I mean, you know, people thought that they would be, I don't think anybody thought the Brewers would be in first place by the All-Star break. But, yeah, they won 4. They did. The Baltimore Orioles were one of the best teams over in the American League, and the Cubs just swept them in Baltimore. beat them last night 8-0. They've won their last four in a row. They've won the last six of their seven. And so I called a buddy of mine who I used to work with is now on the Score in Chicago, which is the home of the Cubs. And I talked about what Murphy's doing and the way the Brewers clubhouse is right now. And I said, you know, what's wrong with the Cubs? Because I said, the last time the Cubs were at AmFam Field and they lost again on Sunday, I said, I was in counsel's office over in the visitor's side, which is kind of weird, but he looked like, I mean, his eyes were wide open. It looked like this was the first time he'd ever managed a team in the majors ever, and he was out of answers. And I said, that Cubs clubhouse, it was not only dead after the game, it was dead before the games. And, you know, what changed? He said, well, you know, they finally got a couple of guys back and all that. He said, you know what? When I look at the Brewers, they're not afraid of bringing a player from anywhere, you know, the Caribbean, Dominican Republic, you know, Nicaragua. And he said, I think that the Brewers simply continue to have one of the better scouting departments in baseball. They search the world for the best players, and they're not afraid to bring them in. And I said, you know what? You're right. That's some of the difference. That's where they keep on finding these pitchers, outfielders, and guys who perform, you know, making their major league debuts this year as they go through all those injuries.
Right, and pick up a couple of journeyman pitchers, which, you know, I guess maybe the pitcher yesterday deserved a better fate for the Brewers too, didn't he?
Yeah, Savale, Aaron, he only gave up six hits, but he was up against the hottest pitcher, you know, in the majors right now. Skiens kid, he's got the best start since Nolan Ryan, Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan.
Crazy. Slinger Nationals, I guess, last but not least, that's a big story here in Wisconsin. The guy who won was disqualified. What happened in that?
Andrew Mayne, this is the Slinger Speedway in Slinger, Wisconsin. You know, Dale Earnhardt raced there. You know, Dick Trickle was a famous guy. Alan Kowicki, the late Alan Kowicki. Stock car racing, Tuesday nights, Saturday nights. And so Andrew Morrissey has been a consistent winner. He's sort of in the peak of his career. He takes the checkered flag. And so everybody goes home. I got a buddy named Lance Allen on TV. He covers these games. And okay, Morrissey's the winner. All right. And then about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, Dave Calla is a guy who covers racing for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, does a great job. He posts, hey, we got a new winner. Morrissey got disqualified. So Brad Muller, who's been out there for years, is the winner. And they got pictures of him. They informed him a couple hours after the race, hey, guess what? Morrissey's car, when they did the post-race measurements, he had some stuff wrong with the standards of his body, the standard measurements. And, you know, it's not like he's cheating. It's just maybe it's a mistake by a crew or something. But Muller, he broke down in tears because he says, I've been coming here for 30 years, and I finally not only win a race here, but, you know, I win a nationals like that. So there's always that kind of drama going on out there. I once was a disc jockey in Milwaukee, about 25, 26 years old, and the boss came to me and said, hey, Slinger Speedway, they're having their DJ race, and we'd like to send you. You want to go? I'm like, what? Here, quick, sign this disclaimer paperwork. So you walk up there, you got your station shirt on, and they escort you back to the pits. And here's some guy who probably has got a factory job, but he's put thousands of dollars into building the stock car and painting it up and maybe getting some sponsors. And then they give you a helmet, they give you a suit, they show you how to crawl in through the window, and now you're in this cage, you know, behind the wheel is open-air stock car. And then you're actually driving out onto the track with 10, 12 other cars. I mean, that gets your heart going, man. And, you know, they drop the green flag and you're behind this car with no warm-ups, just, you know, a couple of warm-up laps. And we go, like, for 10 or 15 laps. So the first year I did it, I finished about 8th or 9th because it wasn't until I got out of the car and the race was over I realized, you know, I've been driving since I was 16, and you drive defensively. Right? You know? And so it's like, if I ever do this again, well, I did it for a couple more years after that, you have to flip a switch in your brain. You have to drive offensively. You got to be a jerk. Cut people off, you know, and put your, you know, the pedal to the metal. They, But they let all these novices out there. One guy who was out there was our sales manager, Dick Williams. He gets into this guy's car, puts on the helmet, the suit, drives it around. He's driving around like a jerk. He took it into the wall, smashed up the whole right side of the car.
I was going to say, then these guys that have worked so hard to build these cars, they got to be a little bit mad, aren't they?
Oh, he was kind of a prima donna. He just got out, shrugged his shoulders, and said, "Oh, sorry, man." Handed him his helmet, took out the suit, and walked away. Like, dude, he just cost him thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Good stuff. Mike, as always, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Mike Clemens, Talkin' Sports, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you can save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Yeah, welcome back here on a Friday. Thanks to Mike Clemens for being our guest. Next up on the line, Andrew Salgado, who is a guy who's been in our studio a couple of times playing some music. He's got a new one out, and he's up next on Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll be right back.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Joining us today is Andrew Salgado, our good friend in music. How have things been for you, Andrew?
Pretty good. Besides dislocating my arm and having surgery, everything else is pretty great.
Wow, why did you do that?
I didn't do it on purpose, but I've been doing it for like 10 years. I've been Mel Gibson, if you think of those Lethal Weapon movies, where he just like slams his shoulder back in. And at first it was pretty cool, and then you know the doctors were kind of like, look, if you keep doing this, that you're not going to be able to put it back in one time. And that's what happened on April 19th, which was the same day we released this new single. I spent the release in the ER.
What a way to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, I was on morphine, so you might say it was a way to celebrate, you know.
I guess.
Depends.
Tell us about the new single. You've been getting good response on it?
Yeah, it's called Like He Should. Funny story about it, too. I wouldn't let the producer or the record label listen to it last year when we recorded it. I just said, just trust me. This will be one of the five. Like, I don't want anyone to listen to it and say no. I just want it on. So it wasn't until we started recording it that the producer heard it, and it wasn't until it was already recorded that the label heard it. So I was pretty happy to kind of sneak that in and force it in there. And if you haven't heard the song, it's definitely my story about being stuck in the friend zone 8-9 times from, you know, different women over the years, and just, you know, living with that and the frustration that comes when you don't really want to be there.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that, right?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, they definitely have told me. I know I can, but it's nice to hear other people relate to it as well.
And you've had other artists record your songs. That's got to be quite an honor, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, every time it is. I'm actually producing a couple of people this year, too, at the end of the year, you know, writing songs and producing with them, too. So to see it go from just writing and then getting in someone else's hands and then to actually record it and be a part of that process is a pretty cool, too. But, you know, writing my own stuff and releasing it, that's becoming more and more of a thrill for me. Not that I won't do both, but, you know, writing your own story and, you know, going around the country and telling people about it is, it's becoming a lot more fulfilling for me.
Which of your songs has had the most radio airplay so far?
I think the current single, like, broke the top 100 on Music Row, but don't hold me to that. I think Learning How to Forget got the most spins so far, but we've only been at country radio for 2 years, so it hasn't really been a long time. You know, there are still new people getting introduced to the music, and there's people who are, you know, still supporting that have been supporting for a long time.
What's the plan for this year? Do you have some shows scheduled, maybe some radio tour?
We do. Because of my injury, it's called the Don't Fall Down Tour. It started 2 days ago. And it's a combination of radio tour, concerts, private events. I'm also emceeing the Synapse Star Search in September and going to be performing as a guest performer. I also came out with a poetry book.
Really?
During my time that I was not able to tour and just recovering from my surgery. So I'll be doing book signings. Our first one is in West Hartford, Connecticut at Barnes & Noble. And we're probably going to be adding like 10 to 15 more around the country. So, you know, if you've already bought a book and you want to get me to sign it, or you want to come see me perform in a Barnes & Noble and then sign some books, that also works too.
How do you determine, because, you know, obviously your songwriting, that's writing poetry sometimes too. How do you determine what's a song and what's not, or do you combine them?
Well, that's actually how this book came about. So it's called Lost Lyrics, a poetry book by Andrew Salgado, and I've got about, like, over 850 songs written, and they're all not good songs, but some of them were just really good lyrics, or at least lyrics that told a story that I really wanted to tell. So I had been trying to find a way to do it, and I really wanted to do a poetry book for a very long time. And I finally was able to go, okay, I've got downtime, and I've got a lot of downtime, you know, before we get to June. Like, this is probably the best time to do this. And I was pretty surprised that there were a lot of people that were very encouraging with it, because I didn't know if, you know, people were going to say, hey, this is nuts or anything else like that. And when we released it, it was the same day. April 19th was when the pre-sale started. Now it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble ebook, or you can buy the hard copy at andrewsalgado.net. But to see the response of people and the reviews and all that, that's really great. You know, we write songs, we never know how they're going to be received. So to write lyrics that I turned back into poems just a little bit, and to see people still resonate with it and understand, it was pretty cool.
You've had a lot of things to add to the resume. Didn't I read where you were a guest broadcaster for a baseball game recently?
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot, and we're definitely doing that on this tour, too. And it's very fun. It's also a little bit easy. You just kind of go and watch a baseball game and probably say the same things people are saying on TV, you know, mm-hmm. But you're just saying it on the air.
Wow, that's awesome. How fun is that?
A lot of fun. From a guy who pretended to be good at baseball for a long time, it's very fun to just broadcast and promote the same stuff we're promoting, just like we're doing right now, but, you know, watch a baseball game on top of it.
Oh, that is awesome. How can people get a hold of your music?
So anywhere that they stream music, so Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, you can listen right here at WRCO. And also, AndrewSalgado.net pretty much has everything. And it's got the tour schedule and everything else that you're looking for.
You open it up for anybody that are big names or anything like that?
I can't play guitar longer than, 15 minutes, so none of these shows are longer than that. I still have about 3 more months of physical therapy to get back to 100%. So for long story short, I tore my entire labrum. And if you look that up, you can see how difficult that surgery and recovery is. But I'm ahead of schedule, which is great. Got a really great physical therapist that works with a lot of guys and people that I know. And so I'm very fortunate to have a great surgeon and a great physical therapist to kind of get back to do what I love to do.
Right hand or left hand?
It's the left hand. It's a little bit harder to play guitar.
I bet.
The first day, I posted a photo, or a video, I should say, on Instagram the very first day I was allowed to play guitar, which was only 2 weeks ago. And I could barely hold the guitar because of the extension in the arm just to get out there. And now I'm at the point where I can play 15 minutes. So I'm hoping each week it's another 5-10 minutes, another 5-10 minutes, and we're hoping that by October, when the Don't Fall Down tour is over and I'm fully kind of healed from everything, that we can do some full band shows and hopefully open for some people and headline some stuff here and there and play some clubs and just get back out there in a completely different way.
So it's like physical rehab, your guitar playing, it's kind of getting better. It's kind of a work in progress, it sounds like.
It is a work in progress. It's a very slow process. So it can be depressing at times, but I got a pretty great wife that keeps me motivated. Also, she wants me out of the house. So I think some of the motivation is hurry up and get out of here. But I think it's in a very healthy way.
Well, always good to talk to you. We hope that you can get the tour bus back this way and stop and see us one day at WRCO.
Absolutely. Probably before or after the football season.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because I remember that you have that affiliation with the Bears. So
I would call it like loving a kid that always disappoints you, but you still show up to, to love it and kind of support. And, we've got a very new team this year, and you got to be careful. I don't know what this kid's going to do, man, but I'm behind it. He's got my full support, as every Chicago Bears quarterback does, until they lose 3 years in a row.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think that they've got a good one this time. So, Green Bay better beware.
Well, Green Bay's got a pretty good one. You guys really never have to. I haven't seen you guys worry for 20 years.
So it's been a few years.
Yeah. I'm not going to believe it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Andrew Salgado joining us on WRCO.
So sad, you seem to waste your time with them, 'cause you call me all the time in the middle of the night, crying and complaining that he's wasting your time. Then you wanna know my thoughts, like you give a shit at all, knowing that you just want me to tell you what's wrong. But he don't love you like he should. He don't love you like he should.
Andrew Salgado, his latest, like he should. Stay tuned for our trivia question of the day in just a moment.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour, Willing Fame, Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, July 20th. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets, inclusive pit party pass, and the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Riding a rail, Monster Truck. Two big shows on July 20th. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rush in the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream! Ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Trivia question of the day. Nearly half of all women agree that a man should never wear this to work. What is it? Nearly half of all women agree that a man should never wear this to work. Huh. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a great prize. Some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
At the Buckle Barn, he loves Morgan Wallen and the Broadway bars. He loves Tecovas, and that ain't wrong. But he's one shot and in his accent's gone. Tips his hat like the real deal. Daddy's real important. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club. He loves nicotine, he don't dip or smoke. He'll say howdy ma'am on that first day, then put ketchup on his steak. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. on 14 acres. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club.
Delaney Ann on WRCO, brand new country, and This Ain't a Country Club. Well, congratulations to our winner, Vicki Olson, who got through with the right answer. And we'll tell you what that answer was and the correct answer in just a moment. But we had some really good items. In fact, you'd probably make a top five or top 10 on things that maybe you shouldn't wear to work. But nearly half of all women agree that a woman should, that a man should never wear this to work. What is it? Well, we had guesses for white socks and sandals. Yeah, I'd probably go along with that. Cologne. A suit. Someone guessed sweats. That's a good answer, too. And someone guessed a kilt, which that's fairly close to what the right answer is. The correct answer, nearly half of all women agree that a man should never wear shorts to work. That's what they say. All right. Well, congratulations to Vicki. I guess, Michael, you better go home and change there.
Yeah,
so
I probably should.
Michael Ernan's here. He better go home and change. Anyway, that's it for trivia. Vicki wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
I'm hungover. Still smell your perfume. It's all over. Me and this bedroom and the sunrise. Finding all your goodbyes. Your makeup on the pillowcase. Your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it. We're supposed to be broke up, but that bed's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure.
Featuring Ashley Cook on WRCO Radio. Coming up, the number one most played country song across the land.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with four free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. Four free phones.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This week's most played country songs across the land. Number 5, Shaboozy with a bar song. Brian Martin at number 4 with We Ride. Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country at number 3. Morgan Wallen with Cowgirls featuring Ernest. And the number 1 tune for the second week in a row belongs to Post Malone with Morgan Wallen. This week, again, Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. Fresh in the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. And this is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. Happy trails.